We're hot. We're live broadcasting.
Okay.
And it'll be in the archives, so.
We'll call the May meeting of the Winchester Parks Board to order with all members present, along with Mayor Byram and our park superintendent. She.
She needs.
I'm sorry, I just, or I'll get it in.
Or Boz.
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 Boz will be a lot easier.
Boz.
Bozo.
Boz. I was a member of Boz Skaggs, one of my favorite seventies singers, so I'll just. Huh? I love Boz Skaggs, yes. First thing that we have here is I have a letter from the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. It says our plan met the minimum requirements for the local park and recreation master plan. So this is great news here.
Huge news.
So, yes, we have met the plan. And that was our brainstorm thing that we did the other day, correct? That's what I thought a lot of that was, so. We did it, folks, so.
And what that means, Tom, is we are now eligible for the next 5 years for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the grant. The 50-50, there's projects, you can submit projects from $10,000 all the way up to $250,000 or $200,000 or $500,000, but.
So we can kind of, we can think big and cross our fingers and hope for.
Absolutely. You can think big and, or if you need something smaller, you put in, and they match it.
Great. That is great.
And you have to have a park plan to get that, so not everybody has it.
Right.
So we're one of the few.
Good.
Congratulations. It's a big deal.
You guys look familiar. You're our golf buddy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Unless nobody has anything to start off with, you guys can go.
Well, my name's Eric Walker. I work down at Silvertown. I didn't know how many people were on your board, so I apologize. A couple of you may have to share. I am an employee at Silvertown, and recently at the beginning of the year, or toward the end of last year, this year, we formed a nonprofit, not a registered nonprofit, but a nonprofit group of employees between Silvertown and the Coin Vault, which is our television production side. And the goal of the group was to do community service-related events. We just thought that we had a bunch of employees who wanted to do things outside of business hours to help the community. So we started off with raising donations for the Journey Home in December. We then gave over 90 lunch snack packs to Baker Elementary School for at-risk kids. We planted 47 trees in your park, and we'll thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next year I will have about 200 trees, so you'll have to think bigger for next year on where you would want trees. I imagine at least half I would be able to give to the city. It wouldn't have to be necessarily the park, any city building or anything like that. Or if the park wants 100, I'll give you the other 100, and we'll come plant them for you. We are funded solely by donations. We have bake sale at Silvertown one day, raised a bunch of money, and that's what we've been using to supplement some of our ideas. And this pamphlet or flyer that you have in front of you is our next big brain scheme. On July 1st, we would love to throw a disc golf tournament to christen the newly built golf park. And Mr. Jones contacted me, advising me about his group, the Randolph Area Disc Golf Club, said they would support us. I've never thrown a disc golf tournament before, so I had to print out a bunch of paperwork for the Professional Disc Golf Association's rules and standards. But what we're asking for is basically use of the park for that day. The times are on there when we would start registration, and obviously the end time would depend on how many registrants we get. All of those monies will then be turned back into donations for back-to-school projects we have for Randolph Central Corporation to start with, and if we get enough people, we'll reach out to the other school districts in the county. The group wanted to start local when we formed and do small things within Winchester area, and then if we grew, we would reach out to the rest of the residents of Randolph County as we could do so. The other question that is not on that pamphlet is we want to have the ability to sell cold waters from coolers, water bottle water. We won't have people driving golf carts around again if that's allowed. Sell water during the event. And there's prizes and trophies at the end that we'll take care of. But merely using the park is what the request before this board would be to allow us to throw this on that day. It has not been promoted yet. If I get the approval tonight from the board, then we have a newly formed STCB Community Service Facebook page and the Silvertown Facebook page and the Coin Vault Facebook page. We would then start promoting this out. We'll also run it at the theater, Town Square Cinema. We'll have that flyer will appear before the movie, and we'll get as many people there. I would love to have over 100. I have a bet with a young lady in my office that she said we wouldn't get 100. I've already probably talked to about 100 people that would be interested in coming to play. So hopefully it would be way above 100. And we've asked for a donation of a school product. That won't be a requirement to come. They pay their $5 for a kid, $10 for an adult. If they do bring a school item, we're going to throw it all in a box and, again, separate that out and use the monies from the registrants along with products we have and then disperse them out to schools.
Well, the first thing that pops out to me is July 1st. It's going to be a big day in our park on July 1st if this comes to pass because we have a major concert planned for that evening starting at 6 o'clock to honor police, firefighters, first responders, and veterans. I don't see any conflict between the two. As a matter of fact, maybe one can enhance the other.
We might be able to draw some people in.
Maybe you can promote our concert as well, because we would love to, it's a free concert, and we would love to have a huge crowd for that.
And it's a big name, Chris Hockey.
Chris Hockey Band is pretty well known in his circle, and Levi Driscoll is going to be our opening act, and he'll be opening about 6:30. And we're going to do a little recognition ceremony in between while it's two bands are switching out and getting the sound hooked up for the Chris Hockey Band. That's our plan anyway.
And where is that at?
It's in the amphitheater.
Okay.
Which is...
Would that affect the course at all?
No.
No. Now I do have one question with one round of 18 holes. Is there a reason one round, not two? Typically a tournament would run two rounds.
I had never run a disc golf tournament.
Usually they run two rounds. They start that early in the morning. You've got a 2 to 3 hours, including players meeting, take an hour lunch, and then another 2 to 3 hours. You're done well before 5 o'clock. If there's awards and ceremonies, you'd be done well before six. You know, if you can do that, if you did have two rounds, that's just a normal. If you're only doing one round, you'll be done at lunchtime. You know, you'll get done about lunch, cut out after that. It won't have anything to do with the concert. And we went over the amphitheater and how that works. You might have some insight on that for them, but it wouldn't affect. But one or the other won't affect each other.
If there was crossover time-wise, parking would. We're thinking parking. We're hoping parking will be an issue for our concert. So if there was crossover with your parking and then our parking, that might become an issue. If it was, if you were done well before, obviously it would not be an issue.
Right, and not very enough. Thank you for the comments, and I have no idea. And whether or not it's two rounds, well, I guess I'll discuss that outside the park board so we don't pack your time. But if that's a routine thing for a disc golf tournament, then I would probably want to do that just so we get into the process, because we would like to turn this into an annual event. Again, all the things that we're doing in the community as projects, we're going to try and turn those into annual events if we can, and they're productive. And I think this one would be very productive, and it just kind of coincides with what the park's doing, which we thank you for that too. I would say on behalf of Mr. Hendrickson in Silvertown, if there was a parking issue or a parking need, I could have on the flyer or some designation that they go to park at the Silvertown on the Coin Vault side by the old vet building. We would be able to probably put 30, 40, 50 cars on that side if we needed to, for the disc golf side. That way we wouldn't tie up the park.
If the time with the Fidelts, if they've got extra room, if they would allow us to use the ground lot at the Fidelts, that's really close to the course as well.
Parking may not. I'm sure we could use the Coin Vault.
I don't think parking will be an issue for your event.
Unless it
coincides, if it crosses over, you know, when our crowd starts showing up,
And do you have other functions that day that lead up to that 6 o'clock?
No. The 6:30 start is what we have right now for our July 1st concert. That would be Levi starting off. But Levi has a pretty good following, so
right.
You might have a pretty good crowd early. And hopefully it will grow to bigger.
And we
don't know. We might not have a good crowd, but we're going to hope for it. We're trying. And
we can help promote that. We can put the city concert.
I mean, Saturday in the park. I mean, come to the park, stay all day.
So, yeah, absolutely. We could certainly add something to that. My graphic designer will have it done in 2 seconds once I give her the appropriate information, if the board allows it. And we would definitely cross-promote. That would be no problem for us. And at the times, I've never run a disc golf tournament. If you want to go a wrestling tournament, I can do a bracket for that.
Is that right? Times.
Yeah. Pennsylvania wrestler.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
You scored points with the mayor.
Assistant coach. Yeah, I know. I knew he was assistant coach here at Winchester for 15 years.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, your family knows a little about that too, I think, right?
A little bit. Me and I used to be partners.
So yes, I'm learning the disc golf size, and as you see on the flyer too, is another incentive to get people to come. My corporate sponsors at the bottom have been lovely and donated some money, so everyone's going to get a free disc. When they come, the first 100 registrants will get a free mid-range Innova disc that we're having the Rock made up. Yes, the Rock.
But I'll probably lose this stuff.
Mid-range flyer is what it says on the thing.
Do you know these guys?
So we're done?
Yeah, I know.
Never heard of them. So does the board have any other questions? And again, we would police ourselves. I will have volunteers there, so I know anytime bottled water is sold, that then creates a problem. For the little litter bugs who don't like to recycle, I'm a huge recycler, so we would be taking all of that plastic at the end and we would police it up.
I can try to maybe get some community service people to help put the trash back out.
Yeah. We can get some trash barrels and locations out of the park as well, maybe.
Yeah, if they were strung along the course somewhere.
I'm always giving this the extra to do.
It's okay. You can tell he spends time outside.
Well, that's exactly what we're hoping. It's exactly what we're hoping to get with our with our disc golf course in this. Okay. Once people see that this is a success, and we assume that it's going to be, that should help us promote.
Yeah. And then if we
this golf course, I just want to make sure we understand there's also a big concert going on.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And if the time issues, and I would say as that part of the day started getting around, I would think most people would be packing up. But again, I don't know what diehard disc golf players.
So what are we talking max? I mean, like, one round would be what max? Three hours? 2 hours?
Yeah, you'd say 3 hours. The idea of playing it twice is that, one, this is a brand new course. There are people around here who are going to see it, but the majority of the people playing it are never going to see it. So they're going to play it blind the first time. You want a second round so that you have some kind of comfort with it, and then your second round you should shoot better. The idea is that you come out and perform better once you've seen the course and played it through. You kind of strategize as you go. But one round, I mean, you're done with, even in a big group like that, 3 hours between the players meeting and the time the last card comes in, and let's say 45 minutes to get all the scores situated and get your handouts. If you do it, you usually take an hour lunch break. If you have lunch on site, you can shorten that. So I don't know if you guys had concessions or if you had something else going on
that
people could eat. Otherwise, it's close enough they could go get food and come back within an hour. I know the second round would be done by 5 o'clock, and then the same. You'd have about 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, and the other thing is we have an expandable tent that we use for July 4th parties. No stakes. Well, probably a few guy wire stakes. And Justin told me that hole one is over by the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to have a place to set that tent up, put a couple of picnic tables from Silvertown underneath of it, so that we have a place for registration.
I'll say that will last.
Well, it sounds like it's going to work out end just about when we want it to end, so that we'll be ready for our...
Yeah, and hopefully the people would again stay and cross over into the concert. That would be fantastic. So it would just be a matter of the timing, and again, I wouldn't be able to, if they were here to help with timing, because I would have had no idea. So that's our request from the Silvertown Queen Vault Community Service Team, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Silvertown, Brian Reckham.
Outstanding. I've seen it on the forearm, but that's the first time I've seen it.
Parking with someone, I was kind of looking at that.
Sponsored my softball team for 20 years.
And we're going to keep everybody from down in, behind the amphitheater, because they're, you know, the band and everything's going to be located. That's where they'll be parking their stuff.
Right.
If there's something going on at the Fidels, we want, they're aware of our concert schedule, and hopefully we're going to get them to help out some. But that parking might not be available if they have an event, and they do a lot on Saturday night.
You also have an 18-hole tournament, you have 27. I wasn't sure how that was important.
So we should have, probably have some kind of, volunteers.
Actually,
17 and we'll probably interact. I mean, you know, there's the parking area. I'm open for the Chris Hockey concert, and I may be overestimating this, but I'm hoping that we're going to need the high school lot to park like they do for fireworks. I don't know, but I'm hoping that. So I think we need to be prepared for
nine holes in the woods or the more exciting people are going to want to see that. But if they know that,
so I'm going to take care of
back to see what's in the woods. So they want to play just out of the line, stay away from me.
I don't know the guy's name.
I'll get out there. I'll tell him. So keep up on.
We are going to have, the plan right now is we are going to have Jim, I don't know Jim's last name, Alice's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pollitt. He's going to do brats. Pardon?
Jim Pollitt.
Pollitt?
Pollitt.
Pollitt. He's going to be doing hot dogs and brats and drinks.
For the concert?
For the concert. But I don't know if he would want to expand that for lunch. Now, I can check on that.
Let me know before I contact.
Well, I think you could contact him, too, although I don't want to have competition for Jim. Too much content. I want to make it worth his while too. There's always Milton too.
I'll just contact him for the disc golf tournament.
Okay.
At lunchtime.
I will get a hold of community service and try to get you some community service help up there for cleanup and stuff like that.
Yeah, we would like to have it cleaned up before the concert too, if there isn't an issue there.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how neat or tidy, I would imagine.
I wouldn't think there'd be a whole lot.
Yeah, she runs a pretty tight ship. You don't have any trash out there.
and we will, like I said, we'll have a couple golf carts drive around, cleaning stuff after, and I'll be running the show, so it'll be...
I can get you a couple of golf carts, too.
I have two from the Abel brothers so far.
The golf course always gives us a couple for the Labor Day tournament. Mm-hmm. So
I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to burden the board with more at this time. More stuff.
I just want people in the park.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be meeting one more time before the July 1st one, so we can do the finalization then if you want.
Well, I guess I was just looking for guidance because before I put it out to the public and start committing.
I'd say you've got a really good start and you've got expert help here and here, so. I'm ready to move that we allow you to move ahead with this.
I'll second that.
I make a motion.
And I'll second that. All those in favor?
All right.
I think that turnout will be pretty big for that.
Great.
Thank
you guys very much, and ladies.
Help us advertise our concert. That would be great.
Absolutely. And if
thank you.
I don't know if you guys have any graphics yet for your concert.
Well, we do. We actually have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we're making signs. We have lots of pictures and graphics on our Facebook page.
Of this? What do you need?
Oh, yeah, I'm just kidding.
For the concert series?
If you have an extra copy, or if we could burn a copy of either two of these, and I would be allowed to use that logo on our...
I brought it to them to approve tonight. Can we go into that next?
Sure. I've got a few things to talk about on the concert series anyway.
Okay, so, here, Melissa has made these flyers to hand out at the tourism department, et cetera.
We have one addition to that.
Yeah, we're going to get, so we need to write that in there on that card, so that I can take it back to her and add that in. So just pencil that in.
I will.
The other thing I want to do is...
Sponsors are on the back, and that's pretty much an updated sponsors list. We've done well in the last couple of weeks.
And speaking of, because you're able to get some sponsorships, that's less of the promotional fund that I'm using out of my slush fund. It's the other fund. So, long story this morning, it was a great way this came about. But I want to make some t-shirts with this logo on the pocket of a gray t-shirt. So this one's a lot smaller, but it's going to be on the front. So it says Concert Series in the Park on the front. And then this is going to go on the back. You remember going to concerts and getting concert t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have a concert tee.
Yeah.
So then, if we can buy these shirts for like $4 a piece and sell them for 10, we take the money and we put it back into the event fund, the concert series fund, for next year.
Yes.
Great. Any changes to it? Now, you've got a change on here. You need to write it in for me. Do you like this design? Should it say Goodrich Park?
I think that's fantastic.
Yes.
Should say
Chicago. How about concerts? How about an S on the end of concert?
Concerts in the park?
Since there are more than one.
And I was thinking maybe Goodrich Park, Winchester, Indiana, down on the bottom. So that if you come in to see this concert, a concert, you buy a shirt, you go back to your hometown, wherever it might be, you're wearing this shirt to the grocery store, you're promoting Winchester, Indiana.
Right.
So we need to put Winchester on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So,
and it is on the back, I guess, but...
It's going to be a lot to put on a little pocket.
Yeah, I don't know. I did one with an 8th grade trip to Detroit on a pocket.
Yeah.
It turned out pretty good. It about like so, if you guys don't care, I'm going to go ahead and order some shirts for this, a lot of different sizes.
I had a few sizes in here, but I just get multiple.
Yeah.
Big size.
If you're planning on...
I will.
If you're planning on selling them, you want to have... The more you order, I know this from doing this with Comer, the more you order, the cheaper it's going to be.
Yep. Let me go around and make a couple.
And you're not going to get them for $4 unless you order a ton.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Those days.
Yeah. Particularly if you have multiple colors in your print.
Yeah.
I can't make the color.
That's okay.
Unless I go in the other room.
That's okay. I'll write down what colors they are next to it, and she'll figure it out.
Where is that? How could you hand that?
Okay, Jordan, I got to know.
Justin.
Got to know. How good is Shriver? How good is Curtis Shriver? Have you played with him yet? He's about my... He graduated with me.
Oh, I was going to say, I knew that name. Because I've seen him post a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd never met him. I don't know.
Yeah, he's wanting to come down here and play. And I think he plays with the big boys.
Well, he's been very active posting it. I don't know this. I was thinking about that. That never plays.
Oh, yeah. Well, your dad has posted about Curtis before playing with him.
Yeah.
He called him like Dr. Right. Curtis Shriver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody goes all over.
I know.
Well, while Sean's doing that, I can go ahead and tell you some of the updates on the concert series. Tragically, I mean, I don't know how many of you have heard this, but tragically, one of the band members of our featured band at the kickoff concert a week from tomorrow was killed in a car accident, and Dyslexic Funk's bass player was killed, and obviously they're not going to be able to perform. We were fortunate, I think, to find another band to replace them, so we have contracted, I guess, with a band called the Green DeVilles, G-R-E-E-N-D-E, small case, and then V-I-L-L-E-S. They're from Greenville, so they call themselves the Green DeVilles. Now, their lead singer is a girl by the name of Cindy Matthews, and she is from Lynn. So it's kind of in keeping with wanting to have local or area groups at our kickoff concert. And we have starting out...
and this is the concert that Levi is doing.
Well, Levi's right. Performing in two.
Right,
performing
yes.
As the opening act for the Kurosaki concert as well. Right. We have Matt Daly, it's on here, and Melissa has been just great. Sean has too, about trying to do these things. We've been wanting to get this out, but we keep having additions to the sponsors, and then we had this come up with needing to add a new band. So hopefully we're ready to go on this and we can get this out there with a few days to spare. So the Green DeVilles have agreed. I do need to get approval for Vicki because it is going to, they are going to charge us a little bit more. It still fits within our budget. We budgeted $1,500 for this concert and we were really going to be under budget, but now we're going to be right at budget because the Green DeVilles want to charge $600.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she said $600 to $800, and I said, well, we can do $600, and they were okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need the board's approval, and I need it to go in the minutes so that Vicki knows that it's okay to pay the $600 to the Green DeVilles.
I'll make that motion right now.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. So other than that, we don't have any changes in the schedule. It's as is on here. But we do have some updates in our sponsorship, and as Sean said, we are getting very close to where we're going to be able to cover this from our own funding and not, thank you for that, not require any edit money or other funds to be spent on. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting very close, and with selling t-shirts, taking some donations, maybe other people coming forward to be friends of the concert series, I think we'll get there. We also are hoping to get some money from Mom Baseball Apple and Pie sponsors to help us pay for the concert that we added to be part of their festivities. So you can see that we have increased our sponsorship list. Now, we won't be able to get any new sponsors on this, but my wife has been ordering banners, so we have banners. We're going to put them up on the tennis court fence to promote anybody who's a sponsor or a partner. So those people all have banners, and they're nice, they're very nice. So hopefully that will encourage, as a matter of fact, I just got one from Ohio Valley Gas, and Teresa Moser said they were gonna donate 100, and I said, well, we very much appreciate that, but for 300, you can get a sign. And that encouraged them to give us 300, so.
Good job.
So, anyway, that's where we're at on that. I did just talk to Tom Osborne today and Carla Reed, and we have been approved to use the auditorium as a backup venue. And having Ben Brown as our sound guy and Alice, Jim Pollitt, he is the custodian, so we have keys so we can get in there. We would make the call as early in the day as possible if we thought there was going to be severe weather. Otherwise, it's going to be a rain or shine situation because when they show up, we're going to pay them. So we want to have a concert.
Right.
And other venues I've been to, you may have to delay a little bit, or you might have to shorten it because of incoming weather. So you just kind of have to realize that that's part of the situation.
So you've got
I wrote it in here. That's the only one. And I'd already told her to take out Dyslexic Funk, so she had done that.
Okay.
And we're going to insert the Green DeVille.
So have you looked this over? Are you good with it? Anybody else?
Let me look at it real quick. I've been communicating with her, so I've seen what she had.
Hello?
Do we have minutes in the last meeting?
Yeah, probably. I just keep forgetting the personnel.
Okay.
You know what's easier is if you ever came in here where they copied, printed minutes, and then make your copies in here.
Okay.
As you probably saw, I was on the phone until 5:28 tonight.
Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, it's like that from 8 a.m. until I say stop. I just forget.
I would ask one more thing I wanted to add. We are meeting at the amphitheater on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, to make final preparations. And Sheen has assured me that I got to believe that the lighting is all going to be done, because we've made some decisions about lighting up the amphitheater like a Christmas tree, really. If it all gets done, it will be. And we'll have flexibility on the light switches, so they all have to be on at the same time, or they can be. And if that gets done, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be awesome anyway. But we need to promote it. So I would ask you guys to get the word out there. Visit our Facebook page. Share things from our, like our Facebook page. Share things that you get from our Facebook page so we can get the word out. We haven't gone to a lot of expense on advertising because we really don't have it in our budget. So we'd like to do this by things like this and just by Facebook, social media, and word of mouth more than anything.
Right.
Because if we're going to build a fund here, we're going to have to show people that it's worth donating to. I think that's all I've got.
Do you have, I think I asked Sean, but I heard you a little bit ago talking about where all the holes are. You know what I mean? Do you have, or can you bring something so that I can see that or look at that? Because, you know what I mean? Because... Or do you know, I mean, I have
been out looking at it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been out there about every day.
Okay, so, I haven't
When are you
well, never mind then. If it's not, on the, you can the see it pretty much now.
G-pads and the
you can see the pole
and the baskets.
We've already started digging for the baskets. We've already started digging those. All those have been located. Everything was cleared. Out of 55 holes in the ground, guess how many had to be moved?
Zero holes
interfered with any kind of water lines, street lines, anything like that.
Well, that's fantastic.
So as far as locates, we came out perfectly fine. Had a couple of adjustments based on concern. There's one hole that came close to the pool fence, and there was concern that somebody might overshoot and end up in the pool fence, so that one was shortened up to prevent that. Aside from that, there was one off residence. A guy said that he thought it was going to come too close to his house, but Sheen and I went out and met with them, and where you're throwing from, you'd have to be not really bad. You actually have to be really, really good at trying to get
it that far, right?
Yeah. So once you talk to him, he seemed really fine, and he kind of liked you. He's going to see people playing.
Yeah.
But we've started digging. Baskets are on order. They're set to ship in be delivered next Wednesday, and they should be in the ground Friday. In fact, Justin's taking Friday off, and we're going to have the sleeves cemented in prior to, and then Friday afternoon, and that takes about 2 hours to put the baskets in the ground. We'll go set all the baskets out. The tee pads are delayed because that was actually what we were going to do before the baskets, but with the weather and that, it's too wet to get the equipment out to dig the tee pads, so we can dig the baskets right now, but... we'll get the baskets in by Memorial Day weekend, and then within the next week or two, should be about a week, we'll have the T-pad set.
So there is a claim in your docket for phase one. You got to talk about that. So that's what he's been doing. And if you get a chance to go up to the park, we were going to have our park board meeting out there tonight. I apologize, I didn't advertise for that. You can't have it out there unless you advertise for it. But I was out there about an hour ago. I'm going to tell you that we're asking. What they've been able to do out there in that nature area with the park, with the disc golf, is incredible. I mean, it's just, what he's been able to do with the nature area, nine holes back there, Alpha Thrill India, basically, because you don't remember your last.
Yeah, X9 are going to be Alpha through India, so Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Fox.
But he's got fairways cut through there. And then he has trails from one basket to the next tee pad. It's incredible. It's
The really nice thing about it is that it really has protected the nature area, so that every hole, you still feel like you're in the nature area. It's not like they cleared out the whole thing. So it's like an additional, it's like a trail series to me throughout your nature area.
Do you have a thing that you can push so that your thing lets off a sound? So that you can not, so you won't lose it when you have inexperienced people like.
You're not going to lose out there because it's like a wall of thicket, and that disc is going to hit that thicket.
Yeah, unless you see it floating down the White River.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, they actually don't float.
Okay,
that's. Yeah, when they go in the water, they sink, the current pushes them down. So wherever they go in, they just stay right
there. That's where you have to go get them at.
But we've got phase one, so that's the claim that I submitted, and that's the hardest part, cutting through the woods. Okay. I was telling Sean, I can't imagine if you guys would have waited to do this till next year, it would have been twice as much work for me because the trees would have been more mature, all the cutting would have been harder to do. In fact, there was only one that we could even get in with any kind of equipment. Everything else had to be hand-cut chainsaw. So, Al, you've seen, and you guys have been out there a lot in that park, that corner of woods was all just woods. You could walk around it, but you could not.
You couldn't actually enjoy it at all.
There's the spider tree.
The spider tree I'd forgotten about was a landmark on our cross-country course when Mayor Byron was running, and that used to be one of our turns, and I'd forgotten about what a great tree that is because it had been covered up and nobody could see it.
And I'm going to have to show you guys the spider tree
one of the trunks of the spider tree has come down to the ground. It's still
and it's still alive.
Yeah. So my daughter was married next to that.
Really?
Yes.
To give you guys an example, that tree,
I forgot all about
you couldn't see.
No, it was covered up. That was always my contention about
the basket will actually be cored out, so the sleeve is going to be set in the trunk of the tree. So when you play that hole, what you're going to see is a basket inside of the spider tree. And you throw down, and then you got to putt inside of the tree to get it. And it's not going to harm the tree in any way.
I'm telling you,
this course. That's my truck. I park it here.
I'm sure it's going to take some time for the areas that you've cut out to actually become what you envision them to become, as far as grass and so forth growing in there.
Well, we really don't want grass unless Shane wants to, his guys mowing it. We would prefer it just be walked down. It should be almost dirt, and you know, we started spreading mulch down, the stuff that all the brush were chipping or were chipping and spreading that down. So that should
be
decomposed and we have good fertilizer for the ground. But in the meantime, it's going to give a nice surface to walk on, to play on, and it's going to look really clean through there. But yeah, we don't want to put grass in because then these guys have to mow it.
So let me jump in here. So we need to pay him by proving that claim for the work he's done in that woods. And if you've seen it, it's incredible work. I also would like to ask you to approve a claim kind of in advance. He's ordered the baskets, which is phase two, which is part of phase two, which is actually setting the baskets. So they're on the way. You ordered them Wednesday, right?
Well, to ship Wednesday. They were ordered last week.
So they'll be here Wednesday next week. And as soon as they're there, and we make confirmation that they're there, I'd like to have the approval by this park board for Vicki to cut him that check for those baskets so that he can continue to do his work.
I move that we approve the phase two of the disc golf baskets be paid for.
And
I'll second that. And your motion is both parts of that, right? That we pay for the first amount and that we approve the cutting of the check once the baskets get here.
Well, right. The phase one of going through the woods is already, the claims are already in. He can't submit a claim until the baskets are in. They're on their way, but he really cannot wait a month to be paid for those baskets because he had to put up his own money to get those baskets. understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're right.
So I think your motion is...
The holes are in the ground for the baskets, so you've done the work that you need to do, so you need to be able to pay for the baskets to put them in the hole, so...
All right, okay, I was just making sure that...
That's the motion.
Okay. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Yes, they do that.
I have one more thing that Sean and Melissa have done a great job on. This, I wrote this invitation letter not knowing really exactly what to do, just knowing that we needed to do something. So this is what we have, we're gonna start distributing this to invite the honored guests to the July 1st concert. If any advice on who I should deliver these to, I'd be happy.
You can bring one up to Community Corrections. I'll hand deliver it for you.
I'll take it to the Randolph County Sheriff's Department, Randolph County EMTs.
You're gonna do that?
I can, I'd love to.
You want copies?
Yeah, absolutely, I'll make copies, just give me a couple, or one.
I talked to Gary Moore, I just saw him in passing and said that I would give one to him, but whoever, you know, qualifies for this, and I don't know if we wanna go outside of Winchester or not, I mean, you could shoot an email to the mayor of Union City or others if you wanted to, and invite them as well.
Especially with hockey, green.
Yeah, hockey from Union City or Parker or whatever.
That's cool.
Are you getting any pushback negative on this, Bob?
Nope.
Really, you're not?
You just won't say it.
Come on, oh, really? Is it really bad, or?
No, but it's...
But you are getting some, okay.
I have heard nothing but positive, so...
Well, see, and I've heard, the only thing a couple people I've heard are a little worried about is the movement of the skate park. You know, that's really what I think.
Anytime you do something affecting a neighborhood.
Exactly, yeah. But I was just wanting to know if you've had a lot coming your way or something.
Particularly don't pay too much attention to the social media stuff.
Uh-huh.
I still gotta get up and go to work every day.
Right.
I'm sitting around on Facebook and...
So it hasn't been that bad, then?
No, and if it has, I haven't paid much attention, so...
The only thing I encountered was someone said, why are they getting rid of the skate park? I was like, no one's getting rid of it, it's just getting moved.
Because there is obviously a plan set for our park to modernize our park and make it look nicer. So things have to get shuffled a little bit, so, you know.
But you would say overall it's still more positive than negative?
It better be.
Okay.
If I'm gonna do the work.
No, I'm not saying your work, I'm saying the complaining versus the ditching is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so good. I got you.
I'm glad to hear that.
If it has, I haven't heard anything.
There are things that we need to move in that park.
Yes.
This is the first one. After they see it start to make sense how we're doing this, it won't be so bad. But it's,
I mean, we're...
I've just sat on this board enough that I know how things work and how people complain about stuff. And I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're giving them a new service,
That doesn't always matter, though. You guys are thinking logically.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're not...
You have the sense to throw out the window somewhere.
Exactly.
I forgot that part. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, we're just talking about parking in the park and...
This is my direction. As soon as he started, I said, I want that skate park moved up, and I want somehow to get that gazebo moved to a more logical location. So, oh, by the way, you're probably going to mention this in your report, and I won't ruin it, so I'll let you,
no.
I'll let you show
you. You go ahead. Just no, you don't ruin anything.
I was the phase one.
Oh, okay, yes.
So, where are we at? I forget where we're even at now.
I think we're actually ready. Oh, we're ready for Bob to go.
Are we going with this here, or?
Well,
yeah.
So there's a couple things that I'll just, you go, Boz, you start in, and what you don't, what you forget,
okay.
All.
Well, I guess it was brought to my attention. I was curious myself, and I meant to ask about Vicki several times on, I guess, the concessions and stuff in the park, and we are supposed to write up leases on those. With people, or not leases, but do a
contract
with them, and you know, I guess it hasn't been done since 2009 or 12, like some of the other things that have been happening. But anyways, I did talk with a guy today who's interested in doing a contract with us for the concessions
at the pool,
and it's the guy that runs the barbecue shop at the what is that name of that place?
Willie's Barbecue. Who's your daddy? Is that the same one?
Willie's Southern Barbecue.
Yeah, Willie's Southern.
He came and
yeah.
He's excited about the advertisement, and I said, I think, you know, what it was back when was $300 for the season, and he said, that's fine. He's talking about sliders and nachos, and he'll bring candy and stuff.
He's going to be inspected by the health inspector. He knows that, right?
Yes, but I think he already is. He's already currently.
Sells out of that.
But anyways, I guess we're trying to, Vicki is doing it from the old one. We're trying to draw up new leases for them to fill out. So we're trying to get all that handled. And that's also for our softball concessions as well. I guess it hasn't been done. If we were to get audited, we could get maybe in a little bit of trouble for this. But anyways, and then with the pool also, we have free day on Tuesday. And what I'd like to do is make that, now we put banners up in the softball diamonds. I would like to get people to sponsor our pool. Local businesses put their banners up in our pool and call our free day. Like, we can reach out to all the local business for supporting the free day. Instead of just being free day, we could, you know, we can come up with a name for it. So that way we can get some more revenue for our pool. The pool is in great shape. From what the guy from Hawkins was telling me today, like, you guys got it looking really good around here. He goes to a lot of pools in the area. But however, there is a small leak somewhere, and it's been going on for a while. And, you know, just the concrete and stuff cracking. And there's just, I'm trying to get a diving board, and, you know, there's just a lot of little things. And I think something to use the free day is not more than something more than just a free day, but to reach out to the community and the community feeding back would be a good thing for our swimming pool to, you know, try to just make it look nicer.
I can vouch our pool is, my kids swim year round, and our pool is one of the nicest ones where we travel. It really is.
That's fantastic, because you guys have done a ton of work on it.
Well, we got a new chemical system set up in there because the other one was shot. We've got the baby pool. I don't know if you've seen the baby pool.
That's it.
It looks
tiled on the outside to fix that concrete.
I know the last time I looked at that baby pool,
oh,
it was scary.
I haven't seen that one. You took a picture of it, didn't you, in your phone?
It was scary, wasn't it?
But then we got we got it all painted, and it, I mean, the collar just set the tile.
From the road, when I saw it, it looked great. I was glad to see it.
They're shining again.
Jill's been painting all around the pool. She's painted all the, the main building there. She's got it looking real nice.
It hasn't even been open for a couple years, has it? Last year it wasn't even open,
was
it?
No, it was all taped off.
Yeah,
it was a mess.
Horrendous.
I wouldn't have wanted anyone to be
cool.
And then I guess we've already kind of touched base on the amphitheater.
I think that's a great idea. Because there's a lot of businesses would probably help out with that, I would think.
I would hope.
Because it's nothing but kids.
Right.
You know. So.
And that thing is expensive to operate
size. Plus, it would probably help you with some of the traffic.
Well, with the swim team in there, too, they're going to get a lot of exposure.
There, help out a little bit.
The creepers.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say nicely.
Yeah, well, call it how you see it. They're still, and we're still waiting on, we got a couple guys. I know the weather's put some people back, but we are still planning on getting the skate park fence up around where the solar panels were.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move all the workout equipment from down to the bottom of Morton up. And we already got a plan set up for that, so that way mothers can work out and then go hit the pool. And there'll be some workout stuff there. Our gazebo's already done and ready to move. It's got electrical hookups in it, even USB things for people
really
want to set in a gazebo and get on their laptop or whatever. They can charge their phones or whatever.
Which gazebo?
I can't tell you. We can't tell him.
We can't.
It's a surprise.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It was the one that was about to fall apart at that decent park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody's using it.
Awesome.
They picked that thing up back in February, probably, and started working on it.
Dug out some scrap lumber we found in the cart barn at the Beeson, and made it sturdy again, so.
That's awesome.
And then, I don't know.
We're mowing the park. We've got two guys on there every week to handle it. It's, you know.
This time of year, they probably finish and start right again, almost.
Well, they've got two full-time guys from the street, and then we've got two part-time, or two seasonal. Then, we actually have a guy from work one that's in the park and street. How'd that end up turning out?
It started out pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Now the guy just, I don't know.
Okay. We're not paying his salary, but he's, work one is paying it for him to work with the street and park, so. Yeah, that was a good deal.
Yeah.
Do you have a question about concessions in the pool? Only because this affects me as far as swim team.
Okay.
I manage concessions for swim team.
Okay.
Will we still be able to do our concessions at home swim meets? We only have 4 home meets this season.
I mean, he's signing a contract for the use of that. And the guy's an easy guy to get along with. I mean, I think that would be something that you and him would have to sort out for that. But I mean.
And if nothing else.
If he has dates in the contract, he'd be all right with it, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, it's only during the swim meets, not when the pool is actually open.
Right, sure.
We move our stuff in as soon as the pool closes.
We'll make sure you're able to.
Okay.
If nothing else, we'll have you set up outside of the concession area and still be able to sell your concession.
Yeah, because we have always set up, we've never used the actual concession area. We've always set up under the picnic tables.
Oh, no, I don't know. That would never, that wouldn't affect anything.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely, you'd be able to.
That's why I was double checking. That was a big fundraiser for swim team.
I think we're trying to plan, at least I've heard some noise about planning a big grand opening on the last day of school.
Yeah, me and Jill have been talking about that. And obviously, it'd just be Wednesday. I think she said something about calling it free at 3 or something, because school lets out at 3 and letting them come in from 3 to 6 and swim on Wednesday. But then I don't think that'll just be that, and then we won't open Thursday or Friday because she'll get some of her lifeguards that are in school ready, and then we'll open up Saturday or Friday but just to let them get a taste of the cold water right away.
That's a good idea. That's something
about. Mayor mentioned something about handing out some popsicles.
Well, one of these days I'm going to have a Mayor's Day in the park, and so I'm going to spend a day in the park. I'm going to plan something where, you know, a giveaway, like maybe in the morning we do a scavenger hunt or play some disc golf, and then we have popsicles at noon and go jump in the pool.
I say play your disc golf around and kind of shit all over the park. So,
and I guarantee you, I'll find it.
Throw off in this room.
On my disc real quick.
You are recorded.
Oh. Scatter the stuff.
There you go.
Oh, man.
What else? Oh, the other thing I want to talk about, it doesn't have to do with Goodrich, but you also are the board that controls all parks in the city. And I was at a function at Beeson over the weekend. I was actually performing a renewal of vows. 69 years these folks were married. And they wanted to show a slideshow of pictures over the course of the time of these folks' lives. And they brought in a large screen TV and they set it up on a ladder. And I'm thinking, we need to get a large screen TV and mount it to the wall out here, kind of like the Town Square Cinema has, and update that a little bit. And really, this board really controls that. Speaking of the Beeson Farm, I signed a contract last week with the DNR of Rails and Trails. We're going forward, and we have a little bit of a change in the original design. We're going to use, hopefully, if this park board agrees, we're going to, once we get there, which will be a while because the state line is real slow, but we're going to go from the clubhouse back, and then we're going to, where our property ends and the cemetery property, and we're going to build a bridge over the creek and go out the base road and then back towards that one horrible intersection. But I just want you to understand, too, that you're not just the park board for Goodrich Park. I really want you to go back there and look at some of these other parks and think about them as well. because the park plan that got approved, open up monies available for the federal parks as well, so.
She snuck up on me on the back trail the other day. Startled me.
We said we were going to have fun at this meeting, didn't we?
What else?
I agree with that on the basin, just by the way, because the basin is one of our, you know, more visited by the public and by the people of the county that's coming into here, and it's kind of, like you said, almost embarrassing that they had to put a TV up on a ladder for something like that, so.
I know what else. I want to go back to the
screen and project, because then you see the screen.
I want to go back to something that Boz brought to this board several months ago, and that is the deck around the fountain and get that fountain started again. We have the funds in the Gooders Trust to use. We saved a bunch of money by not buying the litter containers, holding off on a downhill slide because that needs engineering, and we saved a bunch of money on something else that we didn't do. So anyway, there's money in the Gooders Trust.
We went to pick up the baseball.
I would like to recommend to this board to give Boz the authority to go ahead and get that started.
I was going to mention that, but I knew you had a lot on your plate right now. But
well, those are easy ones.
He contract that out. Just hire somebody.
The guy's already got everything drawn up for it.
That would make a big difference. That would kind of like be one of the final touches, I think, on getting the park back up there.
I think you need to try to solicit three quotes.
That won't be a problem.
Yeah, solicit three quotes and then we can go from there.
Okay. We'll do it.
And really all that means is you don't have to get three quotes in, you have to solicit three quotes. So you call three people and say, will you build a deck around this fountain? And if they don't respond, they don't respond. Mm-hmm. But at least you've tried.
Okay, sir.
That's better.
Sounds good. Anybody else want? She printed off enough for everyone here.
Yeah.
The last thing I have, if you don't mind, is I know that it is May and it's early and we haven't really even gotten into the summer festivities and all the awesome things that's going on in the park. And we haven't even spent hardly anything out of our Gooders Trust money that we got for 2017. But I do want you to start thinking about Gooders Trust for 2018. That's going to be due in September again, which is really not that far off. There we go, quick. That's a couple meetings away. And I'd like to have a list of things that we can all say, you know, we want this, we want that. So be thinking.
I did have one question I wanted to present. Now, with the disc golf park going in at Goodrich Park, that is being purchased through the Goodrich Trust. Is the name of it going to be Goodrich Disc Golf Course? Is it going to be Winchester Disc Golf Course?
That's a good question.
Is there a vote or a sway one way or the other? The main thing in the vinyls that go around the top of the baskets, we want to say, you know, it's going to say whatever the course name is. Shannon talked about, you know, if it's Goodrich Disc Golf Course, it'd be, you know, GDGC or whatever, but if it were, you know, Winchester Disc Golf or, you know, so that's what I want to present to you, how you want. No matter what, when you pull it up on the map, it's going to take you to Goodrich Park. An example I have, Yorktown Lions Club. The park is Yorktown Lions Club. Now, the money that paid for the disc golf course within that park, the park was donated through the Lions Club, but the money that paid for the course was Carlos Scott Memorial. So someone passed away and left money, and the majority of the funding came from that. So the course, if you go through like the PDGA or the disc golf, it's going to come up as Carlos Scott, but if you Google Lions Club Park, it takes you to the same place. So some places have concern with, well, it's Goodrich Park, it's got to have Goodrich Disc Golf, but whatever the name of the disc golf course is, it's still Goodrich Park. So we have some freedom there. I leave it up to you guys. I'm not naming it. It's your park, it's what you guys want to call it. You tell me what to put on the signs and we'll put it on there, so.
I like for it to be called the Al Williams Disco.
We gotta learn how to play first, Al. I haven't seen you with a disc in hand yet. You spend as much time with voice as I have.
I have never played disco, but.
You will.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Absolutely. I got reason to now.
I don't really have a.
I think it'd be called Goodrich Disc Golf, Goodrich Park Disc Golf Course.
I like the park in there.
Mm-hmm. Goodrich Park, yeah.
Goodrich Park Disc Golf Course, GPDGC, absolutely, in Winchester, Indiana. If you can get along with that in there.
Well, that would not fit on the top band of the basket, so.
Leave that off the baskets, but when it's official out there in the.
On the park sign and the rules, that can be labeled. So, would it be acceptable then that the baskets just say Goodrich? I had an idea that the whole number is going to be in the four corners of the circle, but, you know, north, south, east, and west, and then just say Goodrich. So, whatever angle you're looking at the basket, you're going to see the whole number in Goodrich. But,
See the word Goodrich than to see the initials that everybody's going to wonder what it stands for.
Sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to run with that then. The baskets will just say Goodrich. Main sign's going to say Goodrich Park Disc Golf Course in Winchester, Indiana.
Super.
That's great. Fair enough.
Oh, I do have one more thing. Andrew Hershey with the Congregational Christian Church, he's a minister there, asked me if he could have the amphitheater for a community church worship service on Sunday, June 11th, starting around 3:00, and worship starting around 6 or 7, multiple churches will be participating. We are also interested in some inflatable stuff for the kids. Is any or all of this possible? And I said to go to the clerk's office to make sure the amphitheater is available. Then come to the park board meeting tonight, but he couldn't. But he wasn't earlier. And so I guess I want to know if I can go ahead and tell him that he's got that and we can make sure that the amphitheater is reserved for him.
If there's no conflict, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, no one else has signed up for mm-hmm. that night. Certainly doesn't interfere with our concert series, so.
Great. What was the name?
Andrew Hershey.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
Yes, yeah. That's my church. So that's
fine. Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
Good guy, good family.
Yeah. He coached against his dad,
right? Yeah, I coached against him. And just right at the end of his coaching career and beginning of mine,
a couple of years.
I taught all of their kids. They were all in my classes, so I do know.
I have one thing, if anybody else has done, because I just want to, for clarification, because I've been asked, and Sean, you'll probably have to answer this, because I've been on the park board for a lot of years, and that's one of those questions that I've never been asked. The girls' softball thing, the admission, the charge and admission for that. How I answered it is on a private thing, they can do that because they're not charging admission into the park or anything.
Right.
No, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So okay. It was basically on the honor system. Okay. So when you drive into the park on a night where there's a softball game, there's somebody sitting up there at the table, and if you ignore them and drive on, they're not going to.
Yeah,
right. And you could do that and still go watch the softball game, but nobody's really.
I think it should have been done that way for years.
So, yeah, I mean, no, and if you drive up there and you say, well, nobody's going to say, you know, stop. You got to pay to come into the park. Absolutely right. Not.
Okay.
What that was, all that money goes into the program. For the softball, the high school girls softball, to pay the umpires, And I'm going to tell you, that goes back to our mission. I'll tell you what. Through the week, there's people in that park watching softball, playing t-ball, doing what they do.
Junior high baseball.
Junior high baseball.
I know, I had just been asked like four times, and I was like, let me make sure.
Yeah.
Well, I went through there, and I just rolled down my window and said, I'm not going to the softball game.
Yep.
Because I was just going there to walk.
But it would have happened so many years ago.
Will you be doing that for the cross-country course also?
Well, that's not my call, so I would, we paid it when we go to Monroe Central.
Yeah,
You know, the thing that I would say is that we're not going to want people parking. If I was doing the cross-country meet there, I would not allow parking in the park because you'll be moving people all the time to get them out of the way of the course. That's something we need to take up with Scott. I think the parking should be either in the high school lot, since we're not starting in the lot now. We're keeping it all contained in the park, it sounds like. I would say let's have them park over in the high school lot and charge them there.
Yeah.
As opposed to having people driving in that park and parking. Because we've had triangular meets here before where that's been an issue where people were always parking. Because the course runs across some of those areas, and you can rope them off and everything. People still park there. And for the county meet, there's going to be a lot of cars.
Yeah, a lot of cars.
That's kind of another issue, since you're talking about parking and stuff. I know, you had the dance recital going on, and there was some softball going on, but right that view there, where you pull into the softball diamond, there's people parking, right on that corner, almost even at an angle. And if you're trying to come out of there, with all that traffic going, you can't see out this way or that way. I'd like to put something up there to block about a good 15, 20 foot on each side so people can see around to pull out
for
of
safety,
there.
Right?
They're just, people will park anywhere like you just said.
Well, like the T-ball diamond, we noticed the other day that there was nobody parked in the softball parking lot right there, but there was 10 cars parked in the grass, 15 foot from the T-ball diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not the one
to walk 100
yards.
Crazy because they're killing the grass for one thing. Plus, with the T-ball, there's nothing but little kids running everywhere. Mm-hmm. And somebody gets in a hurry, or if you get a high school kid wanting to show off and park in the grass, somebody's going to get hurt.
The big thing is somebody will be on their phone texting.
And not watching.
Kid run.
Here's a picture of the baby pool.
I would love to, maybe you could come up with some
color or not,
and just tell them to park in pavement only.
We're gonna work on a parking lot by shoulder one in the future, where the big new equipment is.
Yep.
Where that triangle's up.
Yep.
We're gonna put a parking lot there. It's a good problem.
I'm gonna stop and take a look at it.
It just is. So
you need to be in color to do it justice so you can see.
Oh my word.
Sean, I took a few of these. I'm gonna leave a good batch of these here.
That's well,
and I'll come on. Just leave those with Melissa. Here's the concert committee and other notables, the t-shirt sizes.
Right.
You want to include that in here.
Okay, we'll do it.
Make sure you put a 4X on there.
4X?
Yes. Baron wears hat.
1.
Who?
Jerry Fair?
Jerry Fair?
4. Yeah.
I graduated with him.
I know Jerry Fair. Okay.
4.
He came out from Ohio Valley to do my gas line.
Yep, I graduated with him.
Okay. I caught him many years ago. That
was the name.
No, his name was Barry Alfred.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you might have heard.
Okay, he said Bear.
Yeah.
I thought you said
Jerry.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude. But I think he's a steel fan.
Dude, I never got anything in a party black.
It's not bad. I bet you more than that.
Is that you working back there today?
Yeah.
I seen the big, what'd you have back in there today? Is it some kind of excavator or something?
Get in there.
Yeah, digging holes for that.
I think I went past that on my lunch break today.
But your guys were back there too, well, yeah, earlier on, then they had a bucket truck back there at the end of the day. We had a big winter bush hanging in a tree in there, and we could yank it down, the whole tree came. The tree was dead, but the limb came from somewhere else.
Thank you.
It was good, it all needed to come down, so they had a bucket truck back there dealing with that too, but.
Shane, I was gonna tell you, my wife and I.
So was it week?
Well, yesterday was busy.
He got the gateway fixed too, like.
I got some of it.
My wife and I went back there yesterday and had lunch back there, and the park was fantastic.
Well, that back trail is.
I haven't
really. I wish that back trail was like a mile long, but now with the just golf course trails back there, that'll even enhance it a lot more.
Going in a circle for a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me how.
Well, you know, in the future, we can go across the water. I think we own some of the area across. Maybe we can put a bridge across and put a trail in.
Do we own some of that on the other side of the?
Yeah.
Do it?
Yeah, some of it. You'll have to look at the map.
Okay. Well, there's a tree laying across it now.
I saw that. We got a natural bridge. We got ourselves a weir.
Anybody else have anything?
I just have one question. Can I swear I'll quit being pain in the butt about smoking? I promise. Will we need to add this into there, though the swim team can use their own, or just do our own?
You guys are just setting up tables. You're not using electricity or really anything. You're just, no, that's the only reason they asked for us to have a lease is because they'll be using not only our area, but they'll be using, what if they got a refrigerator plugged in, they'll be using electricity, so they need to pay for some of the utilities.
I understand.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, I do all the setup and tear down every meet.
Sean, do you have quick access to W-9 forms?
I do, yeah.
I'm
sorry. The problem I have is Angela got me a new computer. My monitor's still the same. She got me a new computer because it was really lagging. I'm not hooked up to any printer.
I can come in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll come in and get them off. Yeah. Green DeVille has wanted to do four separate W-9s, so I'm going to run out. And I'm going to need some more for later on.
I can make a copy. If you've got one, I can make a copy.
I need about five of them.
Yeah, I can make you a copy tonight.
Before you go. Okay.
Would you guys prefer when I type up the minutes that I email them out to everybody before I print them out?
Or send them to Melissa, my assistant.
Well, we still have to have one to sign, though, correct?
Yeah, right. And I can print it off. That's not a problem, but I'm just talking.
I mean, we have to have at least one that we all sign.
Yeah, and we're probably, 2 months behind on that?
Yeah.
Sorry. I would print them out tonight, but I don't have printer access. I can read them to you. I can pull it off on my phone. I've got it on email. Would you like me to do that? Just so we can approve it. If you like. Might take a minute. I'll read real fast like they do in the halls. Yeah.
Well, last month they weren't all that long anyways. So it's an hour.
Yes, that's right. It was two of us in CM. And she, but we didn't. It was important that we approved the budget for the concert series so that I can get those checks cut.
It's all lowercase. Okay.
Tom was still.
I usually print in caps, but it's all. I'll put lowercase. So.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's all. I guess I did.
I'm trying to. I can't do it.
So are you still looking at the end of May, 1st of June?
Yeah, we're looking still. Next week, we'll have baskets in. Originally, we were going to set the tee pads first and do the baskets at the very end so that it was a, you know, like the final grand opening. Everything was ready. takes about 2 hours to set those, so everything is in the ground, the whole thing around the cement is clean, and all you have to do is put the hole in the hole and lock it together.
Okay.
So that's something that takes a couple hours.
Don't worry about it.
It's just, dig the tee pads is heavier than what we need to dig the basket holes, so we went ahead and started there, if we can still get that done. So it's playable, you just have to grow from the grass, and then I'll be working on it within next week after that to get those. So we're looking second week of June at the very latest to have the tee pads in, but the baskets will be ready, you can play the course.
So everything will definitely be ready by this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can I get your email to you?
And we even got the...
Maybe, if I can remember.
All the benches from the amphitheater that you guys took out. Mm-hmm. So you can't let anybody have them anymore.
Yeah.
Every time you did, people complain about them, you know, getting dirty or getting snags in their clothes, but we don't care, we're coming through the woods. So he said we could use those for the course, so we'll have benches in every hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
We'll try and get some trash cans spread out, at least in maybe the entrance, the exit to the woods.
That's all right.
Did you get that bench back on the tennis court? I've got two of them, I gotta get three done real quick.
Well, it doesn't need to be one of those. Matter of fact, those are kind of big for that. And I thought maybe if you just, what they were looking for was something to set their water bottles and stuff on and just be able to sit down for a few seconds or minutes between sets or something like that.
There's
two, we're getting there too.
Do you have pickleballs in your 5-year plan?
I did know that.
I was reading back through that. That lady came in and did her little spiel on pickleball. And
yes, sir.
Then I was looking at the 5-year plan, and it was one of the activities listed in this course for pickleball.
But yeah, there's two of them sitting back there behind the cabin. They're just regular benches.
Yeah.
But they're a little rough.
They're a little rough.
Back there, yeah. So I'm going to get those painted up, and one of them missing a little plank.
I saw that one. That was white.
There's two of them. Yeah. So I think I'm going to put two of them.
I thought if you just had like a
picnic table.
Well, no, not even that. Like a, because there's not much room there. I thought if you just had like a dugout bench.
Plank. Then you got to run them in the ground. Those type, you'd have to run them in the ground, wouldn't you?
Well,
or the ones we have out there, I guess.
If you just had, I don't know. You could have, you know, like I'm thinking like a size-wise, like you would lay down to do bench press or something. Kind of bench.
Okay.
Although not padded like that, but made out of wood.
I talked to the streeters for a while yesterday out there. They were playing.
Yeah. Well, this was Bob McCoy's wife, and she's real nice about it. She just said, we missed the bench that was out here. So.
Right.
Yeah. Tennis courts. Right there.
Yeah, one of them benches like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to get those out of everybody.
Yeah.
Let's sit down. This is comfortable. I use this to stir my... I ground my own coffee, you know? And sometimes the... Yeah, because this is what I used to write with, and I just sat that down, some coffee grounds just come out of it. I'm like, that's kind of neat. I make a motion to pay the bills. In favor?
Aye.
Does anybody else have anything? Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
In favor?
Aye. Do we have any of the smaller trash cans? A couple of the ball teams were asking if they could put some smaller trash, the smaller ones, inside the dugouts of the group, not the high school, but the girls.
Because the little league diamond, you mean?
No, the girls where they're at now.
Okay.